This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
You know what my sneezing condition is? When I look at the sun, I sneeze.
God bless you.
You should be checked out.
No.
What even is that?
You know what? Because you're bad people. And not only that, you're not overly bright. There is an actual condition where if you look at the sun and it gets in your eyes, you sneeze. And I'm not the only one that has this thing.
God bless you.
I have a disease and you guys mock it.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I love you guys.
Well, I hate you.
Love you, Aaron. You're the best.
Goodbye, Aaron.
On 98.7 ESPN. Walking on
sunshine. Oh, here we go. Now we'll just play mocking song the rest of the show. It's great. I should get hazard pay for working with you people.
I don't know how we deal with it. I don't know how we deal with it as a show.
How you guys deal with it?
Every day it's something. It's every day. Yeah, Dave, we know. Now you have a sneezing condition.
I wasn't complaining. I was just giving you a little insight into what I have to deal with every day.
Well, the whole genesis of your sneezing problem was I was about to tell you that I had a sneezing problem in your Bigfoot.
We know your sneezing problem. Yours is not a problem.
It is a problem.
It's after you have a little sexy time
it's
you
before.
Sneeze.
No, the problem is it's before.
What is that? What is that
it's
about?
It's leading up to. I don't know. It's a condition.
Well, you should get that checked out because that's weird.
It's a condition. I don't think you can do
anything
for it.
Weird. So, like how many sneezes?
Three.
Always three?
Always three.
Every time?
Every single time.
That is very strange.
It's very weird.
Your whole life?
It's like it's just expected.
Your whole life?
No, recently.
Really?
Never before. Just
it's
like
a late onset in life kind of a thing.
Yes. I hit 40 and all of a sudden it happened.
Yeah. No. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry.
No, well, we both have sneezing problems. I think it should bring us closer together, I think.
It should. But I didn't react to yours so nasty like mine was reacted to.
Oh, why are you saying me? It was not me. It was Santiago and
RJ. You heard. Like, what is wrong with you?
No, that was RJ was on the microphone, and you could hear Raymond in the back. He wasn't even on mic. You could hear him.
Yeah, laughing at me.
Yeah, mocking.
It's not something you're used to hearing.
Well, you know what? I let you in behind the curtain. That's the way it's reacted to by you guys. You think I'm going to let you in again? Probably not. I'm going to close off now.
No, you will. You'll let us in.
Might not sing anymore. I don't know.
Raymond, did you call the beautiful waitress yesterday?
No.
Again, we're not doing this.
Seth,
of course he did.
What's really funny is that he talked about opening up and, you know, not wanting to let anyone in, and you just turn around and try to do the same thing to me. So
someone's going to open up.
Maybe it
can't
be
me every time.
You know what? It could be you. You're comfortable doing that.
Listen, you're right. But yeah, I mean, an unbelievable win yesterday. Dave's like, oh, I can't. Like, if they lose to Detroit, I'm done with the Knicks. Huge win. First thing you should have said, you know what? She's probably working right now. Maybe I pick up the phone call. We have a celebratory drink.
Celebratory drink. After the game.
After when I've got to be here at a certain time.
Yeah, well, here we go. What's the difference?
It's excuse after excuse.
I mean,
you take her for a tour of the
you
studio.
Are embarrassing.
You're a big deal, Raymond.
Absolutely not.
She'd be like, oh, where were you? Oh, I was just producing the next game.
That's right. And I can't stay out late. Why? Oh, I produce DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I don't use my job for clout.
And
you
this
should.
Is why you're single.
Says you.
Well, he's married, happily married.
Oh, I see what he's doing. I see what he's doing now. I see. So he's got different balls in the air. That's what he's juggling. All right.
Yeah, but thanks to you guys, we're never going to get anything anymore. We've been cut off. We'll never get any information anymore.
Not, you know, don't blame us. The fact that he's like cowering into a turtle shell in the corner is not our fault.
I don't know if that's happening.
Okay, that's how you see it. Not necessarily what's going
Caller.
On here.
Caller. You know what? Caller live on air. Caller right now.
We're not doing that.
Why? It'd be great radio. It would be it would be elite radio.
It would be great for you. It would be great for you.
Caller. I'll talk to her. 7:15 caller.
You know what? You say, hey, it's Ray. The guys from the dinner that night, they want to talk to you. You're live on radio. And we'll take it from there.
It's a hard pass.
I love it.
I think it's genius. Raymond. And I think if you ran this up the poll on our Twitter handle, it would dominate the people who would want this to be done on the air.
I'm sure that it would. That's still not going to sway me.
You haven't cold called anyone. Dave and I always cold call you.
Always.
Nothing.
So we're asking for one cold call for you.
You're the talent.
Oh, so that's what we're going to do now? Now we're going to separate everybody?
Yeah. Well,
we're all on one team, right? We're like Team USA. He's the Pulisic, and you are another guy on the team.
And I'm the towel boy.
You're one of the other nameless guys on the team.
So I can hand you a towel and a Gatorade.
You're like the Tim Weah or the Reyna.
You are an idiot, really.
Why am I an idiot?
You are just one of the other guys.
One of the other many guys on the team.
Point proven.
Time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. You know, and I'm being serious now. I heard a little bit of the K Show yesterday. Don thinks your take was hideous. He didn't like it at all. Michael, of course, agreed with you. The more I think about it, the more annoyed I actually get. This season is not a failure. This is not a failure if the Giants don't make it to the postseason. It's just factually not.
Oh, here's the difference, though. I would almost guarantee that everyone in that locker room, after you start 7-2, as surprised as you are in that locker room that you're 7, maybe they're not surprised. Because athletes, we're all crazy. We think it doesn't matter. You look around, now we can win. We'll find a way to win. They're 7-2. I would guarantee almost that every single person to a man in that locker room would feel like they failed if they don't make the playoffs. If they can't find a way, if it ends up being that only 9 wins get you in and they can only get to 8 after starting 7-2 with 8 games left going 1-7.
It's disappointing. I don't think it's a failure.
I'm telling you how the players would feel.
Well, I'm not comparing to how the players would feel. I'm telling you how I would feel.
And Don's a fraud, too, by the way.
How is Don a fraud? How dare you? That's Don LaGreca.
Listen, I love him, but he's like, hey, about the future and all this. No one said trade draft picks and everything else.
You did. You wanted DJ Moore on this team.
I said DJ Moore would have helped this year and in moving forward would have helped.
The plan that they've put in place had nothing to do for going for anything this year, and they knew they weren't a team that could do anything this year.
Okay, no. You still want to make the playoffs. They didn't trade for DJ Moore because they didn't feel like the addition of DJ Moore would lead to a playoff win in this run, which they're right, it wouldn't. But when you start 7-2, the expectation should be, if I only have to get to 9 wins, I should make the playoffs. Don's the same guy that told you the extra touchdown pass that Daniel Jones threw against Washington was going to carry over. And who needs Chase Young? That's the same guy.
Yeah, well, I can't argue that. I think you're right. But that's not me. I didn't say that. You have an issue with Don. You don't have an issue with me.
I stand by it.
No, you don't have an issue with me. I stand by it. If the Giants do not get in, it is not a failed season. And I know that RJ agrees with you, and I know that you have this take, and I know Michael agrees too. I think you are so flat out wrong. The Giants have already won this season. They are relevant into December. That is a win. This is not a talented roster. The fact that they beat Green Bay, they beat Tennessee, they beat Baltimore. Sensational stuff.
Yeah, which means nothing now, because in the most meaningful games, now you're going to go 1-8?
Well, you know, maybe I get an answer on Daniel Jones.
Maybe
he's awful down the stretch. It's like, you know what, there's no way I bring this guy back.
So that's what you would want, though.
That's not what I want. I want to see how it plays out. But I'm not going to sit here and scream and whine and moan if they don't have a good finish to the season.
I didn't ask you if you would scream and moan. The question was, would it be a failure?
And the answer is no.
How you can think, I don't care what the team's expectations are, how you can think that when you start a season 7-2, that finishing it off in meaningful games, important games, that you can't get 2 more wins is not a failure.
All right, so then let me flip the script on you. If the Jets don't make the postseason, that would be equal failure, I would imagine, in your mind.
You know how much heat? Yes, because you just sacrificed your future with your quarterback to make the playoffs. That's why you just bent Zach Wilson. Is because you now you've told us we need to make the playoffs. Is that not what Robert Saleh has just done?
That's what they've done. But okay, the Jets are also a much better team than the Giants.
I don't know, but I mean, there's more.
Yeah.
Talent.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
There's
oh
more
yeah.
Talent.
A much better team than the Giants. I mean, where do the Giants have the Jets right now? Quarterback?
Yeah, quarterback.
Running
you
back?
You still got Saquon.
Yeah, okay, running back and quarterback.
Left tackle.
Okay.
Once Neal comes back, you'll have right tackle.
Oh, okay, I'm not saying like you don't have an isolated spot.
Those aren't important positions?
They're important positions. My point is the Jets' defense better than the Giants' defense? Is it even close?
The Jets' defense is better.
It's not even close.
Especially now with the injury.
The Giants are starting some guy named McLeod in the secondary.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, man. I understand. I mean, there's injuries and everything else. I mean, they're going to start getting healthier. They shouldn't have lost to Detroit. I know you think Detroit's this great team, but that's going to look like a bad loss.
I never
loss
said Detroit don't... was a great team. I don't think a loss to Detroit is an embarrassing loss at this point.
It's going to look like a bad loss if you win one more game.
That'll be the game that you circle because that's a game loss. That was home against a team that you think you should have beaten. Yes.
Right.
That will be the game. I agree with that.
And you should be able to beat the Washington Commanders. Regardless of what Peter says and how good, I'm waxing poetic about how great they are.
Listen, can I say something too? When did the Washington Commanders become the 73 Cowboys?
Because they're hot right now.
But they're fine. But this wouldn't surprise me at all if the Giants win this game on Sunday.
No, it wouldn't. It shouldn't surprise you. If you lose this game and then you lose in Washington, you're not going to beat Philly. So now you get swept in your division. You didn't win one division game.
Yeah, that'd be bad. If you wind up 0-6 in the division, but see, 0-4, I don't even think is bad because those two teams are just they're definitively better. It's the Washington games.
It's a miss. This would be a humongous missed opportunity because nothing is guaranteed next year. You can love your coach and you can love your GM, and you know they'll add talent, but that doesn't mean that you're just naturally going to take a next step.
I don't know what it means. But I will tell you this, there will be a considerably more talented team next season than this season.
Is, okay, but what does that mean?
What does it mean for this year?
I mean,
where am I going?
What it does is it buys you time. It buys you more time. It gets you excited. Look, we just made the playoffs.
I'm already excited. They've already excited me. I have meaningful football in December. That's exciting. I have the biggest game they've had in years this Sunday. That's exciting to me. Do I want to win it? Of course I want to win it. But I don't look at this if they lose this game. Now, if they get hammered, if they're embarrassing, sure, that's different. But if the Giants just lose this game, I don't know, 21-20 on a last-second field goal, do I feel differently? No. I still feel really good about the future of this team.
Yeah, but why not get yourself into a spot? Like, this is meaningful football, yes, because these games matter. And everyone talks about how after Thanksgiving, football really starts to matter. But why not, like... You're looking for answers, right? Like, wouldn't you like to see Daniel Jones in a playoff game?
But that's different. What you're saying is different than what I'm saying. Yes, there are things I would like to see happen. I'd like to win out. I'd like to win the division. Yeah, I'd like to see him in the postseason. Of course, I'd like to see that. My point is that I've already seen enough to know that the future in my mind is going to be bright.
I think that's easy to say now. I think there are plenty of teams that thought the exact same thing going into the season, and it hasn't worked out.
I feel, I mean, if I could buy stock in the coach, I would. I think he is sensational.
I don't disagree with you, but there are plenty of teams that went into the season this year thinking the same exact thing that you thought. Oh, everything's going to be great. This season looks bright. We got all this. We got more talent. And it hasn't turned out. Like, I mean, there are plenty of teams. Go up and down the NFL teams. Indy, how many people picked Indy to win the division?
A lot.
They stink. Denver
they,
stinks.
They stink.
Vegas
Denver stinks.
Vegas, Green Bay, Tampa, all these teams that had. Listen, we'll be in good shape. You never know what's going to happen next season.
You never know.
So you have an opportunity when you start 7-2 to make the playoffs. And
listen,
I'd love to
get in. I'd love to sweep Washington, beat Indy, get to 10, and get in. I would love it.
By saying failure though, don't take it as I think that the future doesn't look bright. I still like where this team is headed. I just think when you miss an opportunity like that, I look at that as this would be me. I guess my opinion is based more on how I would feel if I was on the team. Because I'm not a fan of the Giants. But if I was on that team, I went into every training camp and you look around, you assess what you have. And even when I looked around and said, you know, we're not very good, I would still have this feeling that we could find a way to get it done. And then if we did start to get it, like if we were this far along in an NHL season and we had surprised everybody, you know, we hired a really good coach. He was great. Everyone bought in and we were playing great hockey. And it just, we had this, an 86% chance to make the playoffs. When we were like 7-2, they had an 86% chance to make the playoffs. And somehow our wheels fell off and we fell apart. I would be.
When the Giants were 7-2, did I ever sit here telling you this is a really good team and this team is they're going to roll through the rest of the season and get into the postseason? Never
once.
But
that doesn't matter, though, to me.
It matters to me.
It doesn't matter.
Because I never bought in and thought this was a legitimately good football team.
See, I don't look at it that way. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care how good you think or you assume you are. You've won 7 games. You've won 7 out of 9 games. Like, the most talented team doesn't always have to win.
I understand, but I
so all we talked about is how well coached they were. They don't make mistakes.
That it was going to come back to the means at some point. I figured that it was going to come back to the norm at some point, and it kind of has. And we'll see. Listen, they had one loss that you don't love, right? The loss against Dallas is not a big deal.
No, that's it.
Dallas is better. Giants competed, led at halftime. Dallas took over in the second half. Fine. You have the Detroit loss. Let's see what they are this weekend. I'd be surprised if they don't show up this weekend. Very, very surprised.
I would too, especially getting healthy now.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
You might as well be walking on the sun.
It's the whole show, Santiago? Really?
I love it, Santi. Keep it going, buddy.
The whole show?
Find as many as you can.
Because I have a sun allergy, you're not going to mock me with it?
Yep.
You know what, Raymond? I'm gonna do some research. I'm gonna find the things that cause you pain and ailment, and I'm gonna go right after them.
And just send women to his house.
Maybe I'll like smash mouth.
I mean, that was funny.
What's funny is that you act like that would be a bad thing.
Well, I mean, who knows? You might freak you out.
If you say, listen, if you want to try, go ahead.
Maybe I'll try it.
It's a good
maybe
song.
I'll try it. You got a beautiful house, bedroom and a half, nice appliances.
They show them the appliances, right? And this is my stainless steel oven. He gets in the tour of the apartment.
Yeah.
It's like, Raymond, can I see the bedroom? Yeah, but first let me show you my microwave. Yeah, stainless.
You can be completely naked, do whatever you want.
What's funny is that those are things I've never talked about. That's all you. Steel. That's all you.
Why don't you grab yourself a water out of that beautiful stainless steel fridge?
Yeah. Just so you know, it does magnetize because it is stainless steel.
That's my schedule hanging right on it.
Right, yeah, right on that beautiful
fridge.
Yeah,
see what that says? Yeah, Knicks producer, Rangers producer.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's right. Produce DiPietro and Rothenberg. I get to wake up at 3 o'clock every morning for these guys.
He wishes he got to sleep till 3 o'clock in the morning.
He sleeps till 3?
No.
Ray, what time did you wake up this morning?
In that area, 3 o'clock. Yeah.
See? Wakes up at 3.
Oh, that's not that bad at all. No, it's not.
It's not bad at all. Guy goes to bed at midnight, wakes up at 3.
Oh, that's the problem. He goes to bed too late.
Way too late. I went to bed early last night.
I wonder medically what Raymond is doing for his life expectancy right now.
There's no doubt in my mind that he is taking off the end of his life.
I think he's peeling years off his life.
Peeling.
Sounds very wishful from you.
No, not at all.
I think you probably had mid, like late 80s to early 90s. You're probably down to early 80s now.
No, I don't even know if he's in the 80s.
Late 70s?
Is that even living at that point?
I think he might be one of those like 73.
Oof.
Not that I'm rooting for that, because I love you, and I hope you live a long,
sure sounds like
life.
You're rooting for that.
No, but why does it sound like that? Because I'm honest?
If that's the case, Raymond's going to be like that couple we met at dinner, where he's like, he found his soulmate, but it's just,
It's too late.
It's too late.
How old are you? 38, 39?
I mean, goodness gracious.
How old are you?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Yeah, I threw out a number of ages. You can't say yeah.
That's affirmative. That's the affirmative to you asking from 38. Yes.
Okay, so 38. So I mean, you're on the other side of it then.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here. I'll die very soon, as you say, and I'm making it worse with the schedule that I work. And I will clearly, because you say that, I will die alone and miserable. That's what you're saying, right?
I didn't say that.
That's what you're insinuating.
You'll find your soulmate.
Late
you'll be like
stage
that
soulmate.
I'll look like that guy at dinner.
The older couple. Correct. Yeah,
that was a weirdo, huh? That guy.
He wasn't exact. You know. Let me stop. I don't want.
he was enjoying this chicken parm. I can tell you that.
Now that it was free. Now that you picked up the tab.
That's the least I could do.
Yeah. Why did he have to pick up the tab?
Apparently, I crossed the line.
Apparently.
I told my wife, and she's like, that's it?
RJ was pressing the dump button at the table.
You should have said, I've never seen RJ laugh harder than when he looked up and that man was glaring at us. He was glaring at us.
It was the equivalent of when you've done something wrong in class, and you think you're getting away with it, and then you realize you've been too loud, you look at this teacher staring right at you, and you know you're going to get in trouble, but you don't care. That's what that moment was.
But I did nothing wrong. I told my wife was very conservative. About what happened. She's like, that's it?
Nothing wrong from a legal standpoint. From an etiquette standpoint, I think.
Yeah, but Sherry knows you, though. That's the problem. Sherry knows
you.
Yeah,
she gets a kick out of you.
Not all the time.
That's why she keeps you around. Otherwise, I mean...
The man resembled the guy from Office Space. I think you'll be okay.
Well, otherwise, we Dave told us explicitly why he's around.
And showed us.
Yep.
With hand gestures.
You know what? I had to bring out props, and I'd do it again.
People were eating dinner.
I think we made everyone's night.
DPHR Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. If we could, no, we never can, but if we could find them and go out to dinner with them again, would you sign on for that?
Find who those people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they got some real, I think they have some interesting stories. Real interesting stories.
He was a weird guy.
Yes, and the fact that how he phrased, no, I just found her.
I just found her. He found her like, I'm not going to go there. All right. Let's get to some of these calls. 1-800-919-3776. Brian in Milburn. He's now a regular caller. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, how you doing, Dave? Rick, I'm a huge fan. Rick, I'm going to have to be honest with you. I disagree with you. I understand where you're coming from the athlete's point of view. It would be like very like a failure. But I have to agree with Dave because we didn't know what Daniel Jones was going to be. Is it going to be a turnover machine? Saquon Barkley didn't look right last year. We didn't know what we're going to come out to be. This is Dave Bono first go around. We don't know really what we were getting. So for them to, you know, become 9-8, maybe miss the playoffs, it's a big step in the right direction.
No, listen, my whole, like, is this going to be a failure was under the assumption that 9 wins get you into the playoffs. And they already have 7.
No. And thanks for the call, Brian. But when I asked you yesterday specifically, if you get to 9 and miss it, is that a failure? You said, absolutely it is.
No, I said I'd be very disappointed.
No, you said that's still a failure.
No, I did not.
There's audio of it. RJ,
all right,
RJ.
Fine, I'll stand by that. I just don't, okay. I hate when people assume that next year is just going to be better.
I don't know that next year is going to be better record-wise.
Oh, but that's the point, though.
But talent-wise?
What do you mean, then? Why are you playing? If you don't think next year's record's going to be better,
I don't know that it's not.
For?
I don't know that it's not.
What,
listen,
for pure enjoyment
I am
of
telling
watching
you
the team?
That the Giants are clearly heading in the right direction.
How do you know that, though?
Because
how
they have a good coach and a smart GM.
Great. So who's your quarterback? You got all this
maybe
money.
Jones.
You got all this, we have all this supposed money to spend. You're not going to have, so you have to find a quarterback that you're going to have to pay something. And if it's not Daniel Jones, it's going to be someone else that you're going to have to pay money to.
Okay.
Maybe
I'll draft a quarterback
for
and bring in a veteran and do that.
Okay. Well, which veteran that's going to make you better? And how much are you paying him? If it's Jimmy Garoppolo, how much do you think you're going to have to pay him?
I don't know what the plan is, but I know that there are people in place to put the plan together that I trust. I don't have Dave Gettleman running things.
I can't believe you just said what you just said, though.
What?
You've been beaten down to the point where you go, I don't know if it'll be better. I don't know if that means more wins. Well, what the hell? What does it mean then?
It means that they're heading in the right direction.
Our team is more
franchise.
Talented. Our team is more talented, but wins less.
You've never heard of that?
Oh, well, what good is that? Give me a less talented team that wins all the time.
Well, let me see what I'm going to do at quarterback. I don't know if they're going to keep
Daniel
Jones.
Running back? I mean, you're you're running back, your best offensive player. He's not signed,
right?
I don't know that definitively
they're going to bring him back. I don't know what the plan is. Why do I need to know the plan right now? Why can't I just enjoy the moment?
Well, because the moment is about to be stripped away from you. If you go 1-8 down the stretch,
let me see what happens.
Let
me see what happens before you start with this. This is the worst thing you've ever seen. This is a complete failure.
Well, I'm not saying it's the worst thing. Listen, I have not once ever said that I don't feel good about your GM and your coach.
So why, when I say I feel good about the GM and the coach, do you attack me?
I'm not attacking you. I just do not like when people just assume next year will be better. Because we have a good coach and we have a smart GM, naturally things will just be better, especially in football. There is so much that can go wrong in football. And on top of that, you still don't know, like, the most important position in sports, and you finally got me to admit it, and I admit it, is the quarterback. And you don't know who your quarterback is going to be.
And neither do you.
I don't either, but apparently you feel good about whoever it is. It doesn't matter.
You know what? I do, because I trust Dable, because Dable has taken every quarterback he's worked with and made them into the best version of themselves. So whether it's Daniel Jones, or whether they sign a free agent, or whether they draft a kid, yes, I feel like they're in competent hands, which I haven't felt in a very long time.
Okay, and in your mind, you may have a more talented team, but it doesn't have to equate to more wins.
You've never seen that? Where your team is more talented, but it doesn't equate to more wins? And maybe it will!
Okay, so if that's the case, why not use this opportunity now, since you've already won the 7 games, to make the playoffs?
It's not like I don't want to make the playoffs. I'm just saying if it happens that they don't, I don't look at this as a failure. That's all I'm saying.
I think you need to redefine failure.
You can't redefine failure.
I think individually when you look at just the season, not the direction, just a season, don't take it as it's a failure and everything's going to fall apart. Like this failure is going to lead to more failures. But when you have an 86% chance to make the playoffs 9 games in to a 17-game season, and then on top, it's not like, here's the thing. Maybe I have a different opinion if, because there were no expectations, Joe Shane pretty much said, this is what we got, we'll try to make it work, and they get off to a slow start. And the opposite happens. We're slow start, and all of a sudden things click, they turn it on, and they finish off 7-1 and don't make the playoffs. Then, you know what, I couldn't sit here and tell you it was a failure. Because there was no expectations, they got off to a slow start, and then all of a sudden, they just started playing great football and just missed the playoffs.
Let me see how it plays out, and then I'll determine what I consider.
Does that not feel different, though, if that happens?
If the reverse happens? If you get it to another slow start, and you get hot down the stretch, then you feel like there's momentum heading into next season. Maybe. I don't know. I don't even know that I believe in that anymore, either.
But you believe in Brian Daboll, and that's all that matters.
To me. Right, I believe in Joe Shane. I think they drafted well. I think they were completely hamstrung with the cap. I think they did a good job. I think they are not talented, and what they've done with this roster, to me, is incredible.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
There's so many callers that Stump Rothenberg people are going to have to wait, I think.
Well, I think we got to get through these calls.
Well, why don't we do that? Why don't we get through these callers and then we'll open up the phone lines for Stump Rothenberg. You have a question today, by the way?
I always have a question.
Okay. Just wanted to be sure. Let's go to Lou in Brooklyn. Lou, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Lou.
All right. So, listen, I was calling up because, Rick, I'm sorry the take was bad, but as I'm listening, the take kind of gets a little worse. Because if you look at the Jets and you say, what's the Jets' purpose for the season, right? And you say, you're rebuilding, you're developing.
No, it's
as you develop... If it's working, what's that?
It's the playoffs.
But yeah, playoffs. But if the development's working, then it's playoffs, right? So it morphed into that. The purpose for the Giants is you don't even know what you have on the team. This Dave Gettleman built this team. It's like ragtag. It's like pieces all over. You have no cap space. You're going into games with like less than the amount of players that you're allowed to have because you can't fit it all in the cap space. You're using a temp agency to fill your wide receiver spot. I mean, as Giant fans, we're shocked we even have 5 wins by now. Forget 7. So I get it. Like, if you look at it like 7-2, oh, it's like it would suck if we missed the playoffs. But the schedule gets harder. And if you look at the Cowboy game, that shows you, like, the Giants right now. We play hard. We compete. But just we don't have the talent to continuously go. So as that game continuously went on, the talent of the Cowboys beat the Giants. As the season goes on and the teams get tougher to face, that's what's happening to the Giants. So would I be disappointed if we didn't make the playoffs with 7 wins and some games left? Yeah, but it's not a failure. It's already a success. I mean, even if, listen, 3 years ago you guys were 7-9, and last year you won like 2 games. Were you not a better team last year than you were 3 years ago? You
know what I mean? It doesn't matter, though. I don't care what a piece of paper says talent-wise. I don't care if I feel like I have tons of talent, I lose and I win 4 games. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, but look at your team now. But look at the team another step further. So we are not a rebuild team. We're a rag camp. There's players on this team that don't want to be here, and we don't want them here, but they're stuck. You're using Mr. Irrelevant, a 5th-round rookie linebacker.
You already won the 7
Smith.
Games, man. I understand what you're saying, but you've already won the seven games.
Thanks for the call, Lou. My point, I'll leave it at this, is just the word failure. I have a problem with that. This is not a failure in my mind. And I think that's what a lot of people – disappointed, yes. Do you want to get in? Of course. But the fact that they have gotten here and still have a real chance to get in is somewhat miraculous.
Yeah, but you have a year where the NFC is a complete mess, and 9 wins could get you in, and you're going to miss the opportunity, if you miss the opportunity. And then just to assume that next year, because we're only in year one, next year will be better. Well, and the year after that will be better.
That'll stink. If they don't get in, that'll stink. And I'll feel like they let an opportunity slip away. But I won't beat myself up over it. I won't feel awful about it. We said the same thing about
the Knicks. Oh, they finished 4th. Next year will be better. They'll win a playoff series. And then they'll win 2 playoff series.
Nah, come on. You can't compare that.
Well, everyone wasn't in love with Tom Thibodeau? Year 1?
The Giants have no talent on this team outside of a few areas.
I mean, Todd Bowles' first year was great, wasn't it?
Don't compare that.
What do you mean? And everyone just assumed it would just keep getting better. It doesn't always happen that way.
Look at the injuries they're dealing with.
They're not good to begin with. Oh, God. You've changed.
How have I changed?
Oh, we got to take calls. Let's go.
No. You know what? I've said this the entire time. And I understand that you guys like to joke around. It's the one thing I've been consistent with the entire way through. When Ray's like, oh, you got to think you're going to get in. I said, you know what? I don't know. I said, I don't think they're very good. I think they're doing it with smoke and mirrors. And now that it comes back that maybe they are, now all of a sudden I'm the bad guy?
No, I never said you're the bad guy. I didn't one time call you a bad guy. I said that you have a loser's mentality.
It's not a loser's mentality. It's realistic. Let's go to Rob in Staten Island. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. To kind of key off of the previous caller, and maybe what we need to do when we ask this question is let's put ourselves into categories of are we fans, are we sports commentators, are we professional athletes like Rick? So I think that what, you know, to your point, Dave, this to me is a successful season because we have been for the last several years, you know, in large sum piles of poop, and we're just not able to get out of our own way. And now we're doing great. We're having a great season in spite of the fact that we don't have the talent, in spite of the fact that Daniel Jones, and now that we have the good leadership, we're moving forward and we are making progress. So no matter what, this season is still a success, not a failure. Anything about that?
I agree, but I think Rick is the one you need to try to convince. Rick, and thanks for the call, Rob. Don't you see that almost everyone disagrees with you?
I don't care what other people say. Everyone outside of you on the show agrees with me. And if however many wins, let's say it's 8 wins and you don't make the playoffs leads to, okay, this was the first step and next year is better, then I'm wrong. But that's not how it works. I don't know how it works. Well, I'll tell you now is that if you have a chance, regardless of how good you think your team is, to win 2 games to get into the playoffs and you don't, it's a problem.
I'll tell you what I care about. How does Daniel Jones look down the stretch of the season? I care about that.
If you win 1 game, I can't imagine that he looks great.
Let me see. Let me see how he looks. maybe I get my answer. Maybe it's there's no way this guy comes back next year as your quarterback. Maybe it's he plays really well and you get in and now he is the quarterback. Like, there are bigger things for me than getting into the postseason right now.
Okay.
And I'll leave it at that. Dave in the truck. Dave, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good.
Real fast, because I know you want to get this stuff, Rosenberg, and I want to hold you up. I think Raymond Santiago, I love you, but you got to be a monk. You're Raymond Santiago, buddy. Flaunt it. Don't use your job for women. Unless you look like Brad Pitt, use your job.
No, Dave, and I say this, he is a very attractive man, a very handsome guy.
Then you know what? All power to him. Listen, if it was me, I don't look like Brad Pitt. But I would use my job, baby. So that's it. I love you, Ray. Anyway, about the Giants, here's the thing, Rick. And you know what it is? You're taking it as a sports guy, and I get it. I'd be upset, too. But if we go to the playoffs and we get smoked, then how is that a successful season? So
because you went to the playoffs.
One game in. Are you guys
got into the tournament.
You're going to get smoked.
Yeah, but there are plenty of good teams that get into the playoffs and lose their first game. Like, you got to the playoffs as opposed to falling apart. No, listen, I think it – hold on, time out. Because I think it's easy for everyone right now to say the season is a success because it's not over yet. But if all of a sudden you wake up after week 18 and your team only won one game down the stretch, you're going to feel different about it. All the goodwill you feel now is going to feel a whole hell of a lot different if you get swept by the Commanders and you can't beat say you lose all of them and you can't beat the Colts too. You'll feel different about it. I'm telling you.
And you finish
now.
7-10. Thanks for the call, Dave. You finish 7-10.
You'll feel a lot different about it.
Yeah, you won't feel good about it.
Yeah, okay.
You won't feel good about it.
It's easy to say now.
What did I just say? Can I see how it plays out?
Yeah, you can see how it plays out.
Let me see how it plays out. Okay, instead of sitting here with this defeatist attitude if they're going to lose this game on Sunday, you know what? Maybe they win this game on Sunday.
I don't think they should lose the game is what I'm telling you.
I don't think they're going to lose it either. I might pick them.
You won't do it. You don't have the stones.
You know what?
You know,
I went
you
2-1 last
stones.
Week. I'm the
you
only one above 500
the
last
stones.
Week. You went winless, you big loser.
Loser.
Winless.
You have no stones.
Okay.
You won't do it. Take it right now.
We don't make picks on Wednesday morning.
Take it right now.
What's the number right now?
2.5.
It's begging. It's begging to be taken.
Take it.
It's you know, I'll take it on Friday. Why would I take it now?
No, because you're hoping the number moves. I know what you're doing.
Maybe it goes to 3. Maybe it goes 3.5. Maybe I place an enormous wager just to make it go up to 3.5.
You won't do that.
Maybe I put a $12 million wager on Washington so it goes up to 3.5 and then I take it.
That could be a slippery slope for you.
Yeah, it really
could. 50-year-old Dave doesn't have it in him.
How much money would it take for you to root against the Jets? Like, to bet against the Jets?
A lot.
Like, if you had $1 million on Minnesota -3, would you root for Minnesota this weekend?
I wouldn't put $1 million on Minnesota.
You wouldn't? Just out of principle alone?
Just out of principle, because I don't want to put myself in that spot, no.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
For what?
For what? How dare you?
At this point, who cares? I mean, if you get one question right, if you get all, it doesn't matter, because anyway, it'll be a success.
He knows sports.
I'm intrigued by a lot of guys.
And he's very humble.
I go away, this show dies.
So now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Is the DS-4-7, by the way. Stump Rothenberg brought to you by Jackpot. What the hell is that?
Yes.
I mean, what are you trying to sabotage, Stump Rothenberg, Santiago?
Think of it as an extra read.
All right. Away we go. Andy and Merrick. Andy, start us out. You're on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning, Richie and Rothenberg. What's up, Dry Time?
Hello, Andy. How are you?
I'm great. David, I have a football question for you.
All right.
With 9 losses already, the Rams have ensured themselves of a losing season. I need the last team to have a losing record after winning the Super Bowl the prior year.
Well, the Giants did it in 87, but that was a strike season. What were the Broncos, Rick, after they won with Peyton Manning and then he retired?
I'm not helping today.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you've turned me off.
So you're not going to play?
Nope. I'll ask a question, but none of it matters anyway.
How about the Eagles? No, the Eagles went back to the postseason. Yeah, I don't know this. I'm gonna guess just because it'll make me feel good. I'm gonna say the year, the team. What are you looking for, Andy?
I'm looking for the team. The year should be obvious.
Year should be obvious. I don't know the answer to this. I'm gonna say the Dallas Cowboys.
2003, Keyshawn Johnson deactivated the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Give him the ding or give him the buzzer, Ray.
Yeah, I didn't know it. No, I did not know it. All right, that's a bad start. I blame you because you're not engaged.
What year of Cowboys were you thinking?
I thought maybe 96 after they won the Super Bowl and beat Pittsburgh barely.
No, they lost to Carolina that year.
They got hammered, right?
Yeah.
In Carolina. Walker and Mawa at 0-1. Walker, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning, boys. NFL question. What active running back has the most career rushing yards?
Is it Mark Ingram? I think he's got more than Elliott. I don't think it's Derrick Henry yet. Mark Ingram is active, right? He's definitely active. I'll say Mark Ingram.
You're the man, Dave.
There we go. You see what I just did there?
Back on track.
Genius is what it is. 1-800-919-3776. How about this? Not one person is on hold for Stump Rothenberg right now.
They're disgusted with you, that's why.
Disgusted with me? You've turned them so off with your take that I don't have anybody here for Stump Rothenberg. So the segment's over.
I stand by it. Well, no, I have a question.
I don't know that I want to answer your question. I want to answer the people's questions. 1-800-919-3776. Remedy, nobody being there immediately. 1-800-919-3776. While we wait for the people to chime in, I'll take your question.
All right, so Jalen Hurts had a big game against the Packers. Threw for 153, ran for 157. Okay? So this is a Super Bowl era question. Can you name the other three quarterbacks that have done that? Thrown for 150 and run for 150 in the same game.
Could it be Randall Cunningham? It's got to be Michael Vick.
That's right. That's one. I mean, by the way, you can include playoffs in this question as well.
Include playoffs in this question.
You can include playoffs in this question as well.
He's probably the last one, too, Michael Vick.
No.
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 No. Steve Young, Randall Cunningham. So it's throw for over 150 and rush for over 150.
That's right. There's one glaring one that you're missing right now.
Lamar.
Yep. It's two. One more. Come on. You got this.
All right. Calm down. I'm working at it. In a playoff game, RJ Santillo's Colin Kaepernick.
My man.
Final answer.
There it is.
Boom.
Good job.
It's pretty darn good, isn't it?
Yeah, you went through that nicely.
Pretty darn good. All right, now I don't know what to do. He's in the process of screening all these callers. We have one. Here we go. Christian in Hillsboro. Christian, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, how's it going? So,
good.
The Cleveland Browns are going to have a new quarterback again this week. And my question for you is, which NFL quarterback has the most wins at First Energy Stadium?
Throughout the history
of the Browns?
You're asking me what quarterback has the most wins ever in Cleveland? Like, what, at First Energy Stadium? But that is an awful question. Am I wrong?
I don't love the question, but
if I tell you it's not a Browns quarterback.
Is it recent?
Does it matter? Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, you got it.
I mean, what a I mean, just a grotesque question.
It was kind of an obvious one, though.
It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Let's go to Kyle in Huntington. Kyle, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
How's it going, fellas? NFL question. In the past 10 years, there's only been one player in the NFL who has a passing touchdown, receiving touchdown, rushing touchdown, and a kick return touchdown. Can you name that player?
In just period? Or in not in one game?
In the NFL. They have all four. There's only one player to have all four.
I'm thinking Cordarrelle Patterson, Rick. And kickoff return is the last one?
Yes.
Now, Patterson has nine.
No, he's saying you're not saying 10. He's saying in the last 10 years.
No, I'm saying Patterson just got
his years.
Yeah, Patterson just got his ninth. I think it was his ninth kickoff return touchdown, right?
So I'm thinking either Tyreek Hill or Cordarrelle Patterson would be my thoughts. You have any idea here?
I would probably lean Patterson because that was your initial thought.
Nah, Tyreek Hill. Final answer.
Final answer is wrong. It's Braxton Berrios, little home cooking.
Oh, wow. Really?
A receiving touchdown, a rushing touchdown, and a return touchdown. Only player in the last 10 years.
Really? That's interesting. I'm surprised.
Nice nugget.
I guess, obviously, those guys have not thrown for a touchdown.
Berrios is thrown for a touchdown, yeah.
Right, so, yeah. All right, well, there you go. Let's go, Anthony in Spring Valley. Anthony, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Morning, guys. Basketball one. What school did Kyle O'Quinn go to?
Oh, they won in the tournament. Kyle O'Quinn, they beat Missouri. He went to Norfolk State.
That's correct.
Yeah. He was very nice when he used to be on the Knicks. I used to interview him all the time. Very nice.
I liked him,
man.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Mark in the car. Mark, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
In 2004, the New York Jets played five different quarterbacks, had five quarterbacks play in the regular season. Which five quarterbacks played a snap?
Played a snap or threw a pass?
Played a snap under center.
I mean, Pennington, Quincy Carter. I mean, I guess Lamont Jordan, probably. I don't get a ding for that. Oh, he doesn't know. Is that right? Brooks Bollinger?
That's right.
I got one more, huh?
I think one of your, I could be wrong, but I think I don't think Lamont Jordan or Quincy Carter were.
Well, let me ask you this: how can you be saying you could be wrong?
I'm sorry, 2003. Well, that'll do it. All right, I screwed up. 2003.
All right, I'm done. Goodbye.
Oh no! Oh no!
That's great.
He had the wrong year.
Of course, he did. That's terrific. All right, let's try to remedy this quickly. Craig in Basking Ridge. Craig, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning, guys. In the movie Rudy, Notre Dame's last game of the year, when Rudy gets in, who's the opponent?
Georgia Tech.
You got it.
Thank you. All right, and there you have that. RJ, have your five-pack?
I do. That was really something.
What?
These questions.
Yeah.
It was 2003. I'm sorry.
Oh, I have the wrong year.
I think that's what happens when we call out the people, though. In a negative fashion. That's how they respond poorly.
Who called out any people?
Well, you definitely did.
What did I do?
Nothing.
This is the beauty of him, though. He blacks out when he does stuff like this.
That's black out. How did I call out the people?
Let's move on to RJ's.
Go ahead, RJ.
Vinny Testaverde.
In Miami, from Elmont.
Nice and easy.
Next.
Danny Ferry.
I looked at Vinny Testaverde's house.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, he's colorblind.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Look at all these Vinny Testaverde facts we're
getting. Danny Ferry, Duke.
Come on. Danny Tim Brown.
Ferry. Tim Brown, the Heisman Trophy winner from Notre Dame.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
B.J. Armstrong.
Iowa.
Yeah,
Babyface Assassin played with Roy Marble at Iowa.
Love BJ.
Yeah, they play for Dr. Tom Davis. Why is that funny?
And what you said wasn't. No offense. And finally, Icky Woods.
Eldrick?
Mm-hmm. Sticky Icky.
UNLV.
Yeah. Good job.
So I think we've come to the conclusion a couple things didn't happen yesterday. RJ didn't watch the soccer game, and RJ also didn't put any work into the five-pack.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, that's a layup five-pack for him. That's not a
You knew
challenger.
Icky Woods?
You didn't know B.J. Armstrong. You did not know B.J. Armstrong. No way.
This isn't about me.
We're going back decades.
Stop it.
Come on. The fact that immediately I knew B.J. Armstrong, that's genius.
Yeah. Tim Brown. Come on.
Tim Brown, easy. I give you that.
Testaverde, come on.
Sure, but B.J. Armstrong and Icky Woods, not easy. I would guarantee less than 10% of the people listening knew that.
Don't you understand? I'm a genius. A savant.
Must you?
That geniuses always say.
Yeah, can't we just take it in stride and move on? I was defending you.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.